Pano.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the programs. We are here to start up another week of fun and excitement to take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free. They're all there for you, so enjoy them on us, including archives going back to the beginning of 2009 over at freetalklive.com, all free. So we're going to take your phone calls about whatever you want. This past weekend, for those of you just tuning in, was tremendously successful from an activist perspective. Of course, we're talking about the activism, liberty activism going on up here in New Hampshire. Just such an exciting time. People being arrested en masse here, civil disobedience happening everywhere, for the most part being ignored. Later on, a dozen people were arrested at the jail here for walking around the jail, basically. So even though people were out smoking and drinking and partying and gambling and in public,
in the middle of downtown.
Yeah, earlier, and playing music and without a permit, and selling food without a permit, and gathering without a permit. It was just great. Later, they arrested a dozen people. But apparently not everybody is in agreement with these particular things in the Liberty Movement. I think Dennis is with us in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, I've heard it said somewhere that every movement or every group has a narrative, that there is a narrative underlining and defining the group. And I really feel like the narrative that propels yourself, Ian, and many of the people that are joining you with civil disobedience is radically different, is almost 90 degrees from the narrative of many of us who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, really, before the meme that you project now took hold.
To what?
In other words, you sort of have a meme, if you will, that involves basically getting arrested. You described getting arrested as a success.
Absolutely, it was a success. They've got 12 cases now to clog up their court system ever more so than before. And that's going to do nothing more than bring more people to this area, the video footage, people talking about it, the word getting out around the liberty activist community around this around the country is going to bring more activists to this area who are ready to stand up for freedom and say, no, I'm not going to obey anymore.
Okay, so that kind of narrative, which I find very confrontational and involves basically, maybe going to jail, is not the kind of narrative I think that I would have been inspired, that would have drawn me to join the Free State Project.
Sure, sure. There's going to be different things that draw different people.
But, yeah, the kind of people that are very successful in life, that have managed to acquire careers, that mm-hmm. make a lot of money, that have families, that have responsibilities, that are, these are not the kind of people who are going to hear, wow, I could get arrested. And think that's what I want to join.
No, I don't think a lot of people are going to feel that way. I think you're talking about the people that are out on a very kind of bleeding or leading edge. They're willing to take a certain level of risk, and you're right. So people with things like
those of us who have responsibilities, jobs, lives, families, and careers.
Well, I have responsibilities.
You're ahead. You're on the bleeding edge. We're all way behind back here. You're way ahead of us.
Well, no. What I'm talking about is an edge of risk that most people aren't willing to take, and that's okay. It's not for everybody, but we do know that there are people that are coming here that are families that are moving here, and they're excited about what's going on because they know they can come in and be a support role. They know they can come in and they can give money to cdevolution.org as money has been pouring in for Curtis's fund. You can go to cdevolution.org. What's it up to right now, Curtis? Last time I looked, over $2,000.
Somewhere around $2,300.
Right, $2,300. That's over 30% of the way toward the goal of 7,000.
I know there's some people who've donated listening, so I'd like to thank them right now.
Well, what I wanted to point out about the fund, or what you're specifically raising money for, you, and you were arrested for passing a joint, allegedly, to a cop. You're being charged with a felony charge of cannabis distribution. and you're willing to fight this. You're willing to go not guilty and take it to trial and all that. But what's most interesting is, I mean, to what Dennis was saying about the families not being attracted by this, who helped you out raising the money?
Prospective couple who are currently in Germany.
Couple of kids. Family.
Yeah, a family.
What about Michelle Seven? Doesn't she have a family?
She's got a family, too, yeah.
Okay,
the two of them are out of state.
What was their offer to you, Curtis? What did they do for you?
They both offered to match donations up to a total of $500 over a set period of time, and the set period of time was way in excess of what was needed. It only took 3 days.
Yeah, so basically you tripled your donations. They allowed you to triple your donation.
Exactly. And it got it encouraged all the other people that raised the $500 to donate. I don't think the fundraising was kind of stalled at that point. So
Dennis, I mean, there you go. So clearly this is a movement that does attract families, just maybe not the families you're thinking of.
And at the same time,
yeah, the ones that generally have a lot of responsibility and really don't see a lot of value in being in prison. Look, the fact that you found
wait a minute. You don't get thrown in prison. Wait a minute, Dennis. You don't get thrown in prison for helping somebody who's doing civil disobedience. These aren't families that are doing civil disobedience. My point of explaining all that about how they're tripling the money that's being donated to support Curtis is that they're in a support role. They're here to help out as much as they can in the role that they're in, not go out and do the disobedience themselves.
And at the same time, you say that these folks don't see the value in getting arrested before they come to New Hampshire, but that changes a lot of times after you come to New Hampshire. The state is not that scary, and people realize it's nothing to be worried about, and they say, hey.
I want to go to New Hampshire and enjoy getting arrested. Is that what you're telling me? You get here, and then you'll love getting arrested. Look, I think this goes back to the narrative that I was talking about. Your narrative involves something like a civil rights kind of a thing where it's going to be us versus them, and we're going to overwhelm their system, and that's not the Free State Project I joined. That's not the Free State Project I want.
We're not representing the Free State Project.
I only represent myself, and I'm not here to reform the system from within. I'm here to take part in the emergence of the voluntary society, and I do not believe that's the goal of the Free State Project.
So,
the Free State Project, I hear a little bitterness in your voice. Let him talk.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are stealing the narrative or subverting the narrative. Yes.
I don't disagree, Dennis.
Sour grapes much?
I don't disagree, Dennis. I think that to some extent that Free Talk Live is a big podium, and clearly civil disobedience it just gets better news than politics does. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. What's that?
Well, the narrative that I want to be involved in is one where you're part of a community where you have good relations with your neighbors.
Dennis, didn't you hear the part about Free Keen Fest?
Oh, now you're going to tell me that there are free staters that are natives that love you. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
it is true.
Your first interaction with many of the people that you encounter because you're protesting is a very negative one or very confrontational one. You don't start out, or you haven't, from what I can tell, from your narrative, from what I'm hearing in your show, it hasn't been a story of, wow, we came here and got involved with some, community groups and got in part of the community, and then after you're accepted in the community, started talking about, well, what do you think politically or what do you think morally, and get these ideas out.
So,
there
Dennis,
the
basically what you're saying is the Free Keen Fest with hundreds of participants, mostly of those hundreds were regular Keeniacs, the supermajority of them. You're saying that that's clear evidence that we have just absolutely poisoned the well and that everybody's upset with us.
I am definitely saying that you are not winning hearts and minds in the community. I think
that's poppycock, Dennis. That's nonsense. You don't live here, man.
Well, Dennis, I think you've pointed this out in the past.
I'm not a free stater to that living team.
Well, Dennis, I think you've pointed out accurately that that Keene specifically is the black heart of the socialist soul in New Hampshire, and that there's honestly nothing that the political types that were running as Republicans or whatever for the Free State Project that we're going to be able to do here in Keene anyway. So Keene kind of deserves its outside the system activists. Now, I am
Sergeant Maxfield. You're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here.
Right. And I kind of like that. That makes sense to me. It's spreading to Manchester and stuff. That doesn't make as much sense to me. It seems like if we want to make it work in one place, let's show from the Crucible that it does.
Dennis is frustrated. If you want to hang on, Dennis, we'll let you come back here because I want to make sure you have time to squeeze your sour grapes on the air. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He says it's not the Free State Project he joined. Let's talk about that here in a moment. So you can bring up anything as well. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And every search result has a little proxy link underneath it that you can use to search even the results in private. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. They have a little feature there where you can make it the search thing in the upper right-hand corner of your browser. It's great. Startpage.com.
All right. So we've been talking throughout most of the show tonight. And, of course, we're still willing to take your calls about anything. But the controversy has heated up again in this particular case between activism styles. We've been talking about some of the civil disobedience activism that happened here over the weekend in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where a dozen activists were arrested. In many other cases, the civil disobedience was completely ignored. And Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, NH Liberty Alliance, NHLiberty.org.
He's a very active activist by anyone's
very name. Active, very inside the system. Dennis is with us here tonight to air his grievances. He sounds a little upset, a little irate. Dennis, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dennis, come on. I've been fair to you, man. I've always liked you as a person, and I've never complained about, well, what Dennis is doing is ruining it for the rest of us, or what Dennis is doing is the wrong approach. I agree that there should be multiple approaches, and I've always been more than happy to promote what you guys do over at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I honestly think that what you guys do there, from as far as a within the system sort of thing, is an incredible amount of activism, and I've done nothing but lavish praise on the organization for a long time on this program. I feel like you're being pretty harsh here, dude.
Well, look, we got to start off with A, we're on the same side. We want the same things. We're going to the same goal, right? And I do describe myself as an anarchist, and that's largely because, of your gentle prodding on the radio. So we have to take things from that standpoint. What I'm really talking about, as I say, is the narrative difference. It's not so much that you're doing it, that you are doing it wrong, but that's he's doing it wrong. But I really do think that, no matter how you put it, the message that is portrayed to people who hear this show is that come to New Hampshire and we're going to hold hands and sing songs while we're in prison, and that's going to be like the definition of success. And that is so radically different from what, frankly, I believe is the majority of people who at this point have moved as part of the Free State Project and what we envision this project as being about.
I think Curtis had a question. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, Curtis had a question for you.
Dennis, if it's okay for you to come and talk to us and say that we're, quote-unquote poisoning the well, we're doing it wrong, and then you go and claim that you are an anarchist, is it not fair for me to say, hey, I'm an anarchist and you're doing it wrong, or you're giving anarchists a bad name by begging politicians for your freedom?
You can do it that way.
Can I do it as often as you
Absolutely.
Do it?
Sure. Dennis.
We don't do that. We don't attack like that. We don't go. Talk about the civil disobedience.
How many people have been kicked off of the various forums where the CD people go?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who did that? Hold on a second. The Free Keene Forum, where a lot of the activism is organized and a lot of the socializing within this group happens, the group of activists that lives out this way, has never banned anybody for politics on our forum. There's an area about inside the system activism. So you're talking about some other forum run by some other people that I don't, that's not part of what we're doing here. So what are you talking about?
Sure. Well, I do want to say, by the way, that I really appreciate that Kurt is, it sounds like, doing things the right way with respect to the trumped-up, stupid BS charge that they put on him in terms of taking it to court. And it sounds like he may be doing it what I feel is the right way by, trying to take a reasonable legal defense of himself. It probably won't work, but it's worth doing.
Okay, but he did start that by doing civil disobedience in the first place.
Yeah, it's not how I would have, set this out. When I look at civil disobedience...
Would you rather the civil disobedience stop, Dennis?
The tactic is bad.
Would you rather it stop? If you could have your druthers,
yes.
Dennis, how would you get charged with...
Intelligently, frankly. I think you're not doing it intelligently.
Dennis, how would you get charged with distribution or dispensing a controlled substance in order to challenge it in court if you wouldn't act and do civil disobedience? Are you going to be a drug dealer and get arrested?
I'm saying is that I think there's civil disobedience that can be done intelligently, and I've seen very few examples of that, but some. And I think it can be done unplanned, unintelligently, in a way that pushes people away from you, and I see a whole lot of that. And the great example of intelligent civil disobedience that I always think of was Mike Fisher's awesome illegal manicure. Because
people were upset at him for that.
People called it frivolous. Now, Dennis, I tend to agree largely with what you say, but I'm sitting here in the crucible. Because of my work, I have to live in the crucible of liberty, civil disobedience as somebody who, you know, is somewhat ambivalent.
You could spot somewhere else if you wanted to, Mark. You don't have to live here.
Right.
I'll take your checks.
Right, thanks. this is my life. So I've been exposed to it on a more day-to-day basis. A lot of these people
and
are my
friends.
And a
lot of the criticisms Dennis is making you've made in the past. I've heard, you know, heard this before.
So what I've come to is kind of, you know, one of the critiques of the Free State Project originally, when it first started, you know, before we picked New Hampshire, was that it's going to be like herding cats. And it has been. You know, we've heard of hundreds of cats to New Hampshire, and some of those cats are off doing their own thing, and one of those cats happens to be a crazy guy with a radio show. And, you know, so it is the herding cats thing, and saying that you guys are doing it wrong isn't going to be effective because it's not you guys. It's a bunch of individual people doing their individual activism, and
individuals supporting those individuals.
I say when I can that I like this activism, I dislike that activism, you know, and I try to critique it, but that's really all you can do because there's nothing we're going. These people the confrontation,
this.
Dennis.
The market
they like it
demand.
When you come out and say I don't like what you're doing.
The market demands the activism that we're doing.
It is very confrontational. And look,
there wasn't any shouting last night. I was there when a dozen. Hold on, Dennis. You say it's not very. You say it is very confrontational. I was there last night. I was arrested with 11 other people, and there was not a confrontational demeanor beyond the fact that police wanted to arrest us. It was very calm, very cordial. There wasn't any shouting or anything like that. So I'm not sure. I mean, maybe you mean in some instances it has been confrontational.
The whole idea of protesting. You start off by protesting, by going to the jail and sort of blasting things into the jail building. Not that that's not a good thing in some ways, but you have to admit.
Let me tell you, based on the thumbs ups, the smiles, the waves.
From the prisoners?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. The prisoners thought it was great. That's
absolutely they did.
So how many people in the town said, wow, I'm glad those police cleaned up that rabble, that crowd of rabble rousers.
I don't care.
I've got a point to make here. Dennis, isn't it so that some of the political activists disagree with what some of the other political activists concentrate on, say, marijuana legalization or gay marriage legalization and those kind of things?
Look, it's more about what the show is projecting.
We're talking about the show now? I thought we were talking about civil disobedience activism. What's going on here?
It's the narrative. It's the narrative of what the FSP is.
Narratives are for collectors.
So write your own narrative and make it more popular. Good luck out there, because politicians and politics just, you know, doesn't have the same pizzazz. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. Features including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, and it's virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind. bbs.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us by the use of force and funded with the use of force? Maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, we take your phone calls about what you want. Bruce is on the line in Florida on the Amp Line. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, guys. Hey, Curtis, Ian, Mark.
What's up, Bruce?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to talk about yesterday you guys were speaking about the Constitution being printed on hemp paper.
Yes. I think that was Saturday.
One of the days. I think I might have a correction on that. I went online and did a little bit of searching, and it seems that most of the census is that it's made on parchment paper, not hemp paper.
Weren't the drafts done on hemp paper?
I think the Declaration of Independence.
That's exactly what I found, right.
Huh, okay. Thanks for the clarification.
So it was written on it, but not the Constitution isn't written on it, but the Constitution was written on it. It's like, it's a funny way of saying it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Also, I wanted to give you guys props for on your position on illegal immigration. It just seems like a lot of people that are in the, like, sort of liberty mindset don't aren't thinking that way as far as
no, they
legal
do
immigration.
Not they
right.
do not.
They want freedom within the little line called the United States of America,
yep.
and they don't really care about it anyplace else. And if you're going to be any kind of, you know, what they might perceive as a detriment in some way, they want to keep you out.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you guys, what, for me, the illegal immigration thing was one of my last items that I kind of, one of the last items before I gave up on statism.
Yes.
So I was wondering, is that similar for you and Mark and Ian and Curtis, or it seems like to me that once you get that out of the way, there's almost nothing else left. Once you can believe that free people should be able to, you know, travel freely, it seems to break down a lot of the other items. At least it did for me.
That was one of the last borders that broke down in my mind as well. And I didn't actually attack it directly head on. It was kind of a flanking maneuver. I accepted the philosophy of true liberty,
yep.
and it just fell into place.
That's how it happened for me. When I took the world's smallest political quiz from the Advocates for Self-Government when I was a new libertarian years and years and years ago, I passed with or passed. There's anyway, if you go to quiz.freetalklive.com, yeah. you can take the quiz. But I got an 80-100 or something like that. There was one that I hadn't gotten as libertarian, and I was looking at it, and it was the immigration question. It was actually an old version of the quiz. They don't have the immigration question on there for probably obvious reasons. I think a little cowardly on the advocate's part, but hey, it's their quiz.
So anyway,
that's what I did.
I think it's a real strong subject, and it's one I like to use. And if I can get people on that one, maybe they'll wake up. So
I'd like to chime in here. I actually has always been pro immigration. I am of the and it's because I've seen so many people, being in prison as long as I was. I saw so many people who were arrested and put in who could barely speak English and. You know, they got railroaded through the system. And then I saw people, criminals that were there. We have our own criminals, people that are worse, far worse than these people that are coming across the border for a better life. And I think that I think people should be, charged for the crimes they commit. And they shouldn't be a crime for crossing a piece of land and trying to make a better life for themselves. And I just felt like we get so much from immigration, so many good things. And all the bad, most of the bad stuff you get from immigration is stuff the government created in the first place. So the problem we have is a government problem, not an immigration problem. And I've always felt that way.
Bruce, any other thoughts?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Mark, at the time when I came across the Liberty Message, I was not as knowledgeable about immigration at all. So it really wasn't something I'd thought about. It was just the borders were one of those things I took for granted, right? Well, this is the way things are. There's the United States, and they've got a border, and we got to keep people out and keep them.
Well, I should say it differently, is what I felt. I liked Hispanic people. So this is how people make decisions generally. You know, they get some kind of impression somehow or another, and then they make their decision based on that. I liked Spanish-speaking people. I thought they should come in. That was really what my simple view was.
Right. So I had a similar experience as Curtis, where I came across the Liberty Message, and I got that. I understood what it meant to not aggress against other people. That essentially the non-aggression principle, the idea of one of the core concepts of liberty is that you can live your life how you want as long as you don't harm somebody else. And so when I took that quiz for the first time and I did not get the liberty perspective on immigration, I thought, clearly I'm wrong about this. So I decided to be right about it and then just learn from there as to a little more about it, learned more about freedom to travel obviously human beings are human beings and they should be able to go wherever it is they want as long as they have permission from the person that they're going towards. I mean, obviously you can't come in my house unless I'm renting to you, but if I want to rent to somebody from Guatemala, I should be able to rent to somebody from Guatemala or hire somebody from Guatemala or wherever it is I can get labor from.
And I think so long as you support private property rights and you oppose entitlements and you're not xenophobic, you got to support a no limit to legal immigration or immigration period.
Your only alternative is to support a police state. You cannot support anything in between. You either have a police state to keep immigrants out from a great economy, or you just have a crappy economy and nobody wants to come here.
I think that people can believe that you can engineer a superior economy by allowing in the right amount of immigrants. And that may be true.
It's a central planner fantasy.
Wait, but it may be true that that is so. And it may be true. Wait a second. Let me make a freaking point here, man. God, did you have too much caffeine today?
No.
And then, secondly, it may be true that people that have some terrible diseases should shouldn't be let in the country. But then what you're presupposing is that you can let the government be in charge of these particular issues and that they're going to do an effective or good job. Really?
And we know that's bunk.
The most inefficient organization that we've ever seen, or organization type, because government's a type of organization.
A violent monopoly.
Yeah, you want to put that in charge of people moving here? How about letting the free market decide, people decide based on what kind of wages they would get in a free market as to whether or not they want to move or not.
Right. And that's the only way that can be decided. There is no one man who could make those decisions because he'll miscalculate and he'll make mistakes. He can't. One man cannot, or a group of men cannot calculate based on any of the trillions of market signals out there.
One man would do a heck of a lot better than a group of men. but there's no way for it to happen. So, and secondly, if you want to keep people that have diseases out, that's just not going to work. You're going to have this huge apparatus on all over the border in order to try to keep a few dozen people with diseases that we don't want moving into the United States. That's pretty inefficient.
Thanks. I'll trust the supposedly free medical system. If we actually had a free market in medicine, then what would be the big deal if people who were sick came here? They'd get some help and it wouldn't be a problem.
It's absolutely true.
Because people could give money to charity to help people out. And as you say, Mark, the problem with immigration is a government problem where the government uses coercive force on places like hospitals and individuals to force them to pay for things they might not otherwise want to pay for. All right, 800-259-9231. But yeah, it was, I think, probably the last issue for me before actually embracing true voluntarism, or actually there's a new term that I like that Jason Talley suggested from Free Agents, FR33agents.com. He suggested evolutionary as opposed to voluntarist or anarchist or...
I'm an evolutionary.
Anarcho-capitalist.
Why don't you just string together like random vowels and consonants and change it every week so that people just have to keep on asking you, what do you mean?
I like being asked what I mean because it means that right. People don't have a preconceived notion.
I'm a snurbelitzer.
I think that evolutionary is the best word that I think it's the best word that I've heard so far.
I love Jason Talley, but I disagree.
You disagree. What do you? What
well,
are your
let's
preference?
Think. What if you had said to John Stossel, why don't you call yourself an evolutionary? What would he have said to you?
Well, Christians might have a problem with it at first blush.
It's certainly wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking that. I was just thinking that evolution is a nonstop process. So how can you say I'm an evolutionary? I just support change is all I support.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Consensualist? I'm still looking for something better than voluntary.
I like voluntary.
There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then freetoprosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I-shoppers.com. You'll be glad you...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer with thousands and thousands of, I don't even know how many, millions maybe? They've got a lot of darn products. 12 categories, used items, even if you want to buy used, you can do that. Brand new items, you get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Not all, but a whole bunch. And you can go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com to get your shopping done. Also, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. We've been talking a lot tonight. And it's for good reason. The activism over the weekend here up here in New Hampshire was stellar. It was noteworthy. It was outstanding. It was incredible. A lot of the detail about what happened is at freekeen.com. But you can actually come up here and meet a lot of the people that you hear on this show. You can meet Curtis. You can meet Dennis, the guy that was on the phone earlier in the hour. You can meet the people that are doing the politics up here. You can meet the people that are doing the civil disobedience. You'll also meet with other people that are considering making a move to New Hampshire during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com, to learn more about the event. It's happening. Is it June 24th, Curtis?
I think the official date's the 23rd to the 26th.
Okay, well, we're going
23rd is Wednesday, so you could call it 24th.
We'll have to double check on that here.
Lots and lots of people are coming up on that Monday, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because it's so much fun that people realize that, oh, wow, Wednesday through Sunday is simply not enough. I must somehow figure out a way to extend the joy. And they do.
Okay, it's actually officially from the 24th through the 27th. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. And but the week before that, people show up early, and it's just a long party in the woods, basically, at a campground in northern New Hampshire, and it is a blast. I had an absolute blast last time. Curtis, you were there. This time you're actually involved in planning the event, and because the planners of the Porcupine Freedom Festival are of the more, say, outside-the-system mentality, I think there's going to be a little bit of a different flavor this time around.
This Pork Fest will be the Pork Fest of the Agorist.
What does that mean for people that don't know?
Oh, I'm sorry, agorist.
Whatever.
An agorist is someone who adheres to Samuel Edward Konkin III's philosophy of agorism, which is basically a conscious participation in the counter-economy as a means of revolution, nonviolent revolution.
The counter-economy being anything that is not legal.
Anything that's not sanctioned. And since we're immoral people up here, we do make a distinction between immoral and moral prohibited or regulated items. So, I mean, because I say I support the agora, the free market, doesn't mean that I'm into the sex trade or something, or the slave trade or anything like that. We are still immoral people.
But so people be selling silver, people be selling tattoos, people be selling...
baklava.
Yeah, that's right.
T-shirts.
All kinds of food. Lots of different food will be on sale.
State-free wedding ceremonies. That's what I'm awesome. Really excited about.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully have a few
weddings.
That's
going to be a for-pay thing, though, right? And that's just going to be something that happens.
Just to cover costs. I mean, I don't think she's going to be... there's actually two sovereign ministers willing to,
oh, cool.
to marry some people.
So it's going to be a huge event. There's a lot going on. There's gun shoes. There's tours around the state. A lot of socializing, campfires, hanging out, after-hours parties. I mean, the whole thing's just a long party, basically.
And this one's looking really great for self-organization, too. Maybe I can't really say because I wasn't involved in the planning last year, but it seems to me that all the excitement that's been going on has encouraged people to say, hey, I got a great idea. And as opposed to going and telling someone that and saying, do you think my idea is great? They're just trusting in themselves and creating a Facebook event for their idea and sending out invites. And it's happening more and more now as more and more people are seeing these events that are completely non-centralized becoming popular, saying, hey, I have a good idea. Let me make an event.
Yeah, that's one of the things that you'll see in this movement a lot is that the activists, liberty activists, are doers. If they're not satisfied with what they see as the official agenda for the event, if you will, they will just start their own thing. In fact, there's another event that goes on concurrently with the Porcupine Freedom Festival called the Alternatives Expo. It also happens at the Liberty Forum, which is the other yearly event that the Free State Project has up here. And it's a group of people that decided they wanted to put together their own track of speakers and presentations and things like that. And here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it goes out even beyond that with just people deciding to offer a product or a service or something like that. Last year, one of the ladies decided to cook breakfast in a bikini, and you know, I was there for that, man.
And
rock and roll
up
and a girl in a bikini and home cooked meal. It's great.
I'll be showing up early for Dale's pancakes. That's something I missed out on last year that I don't want to miss out on this year.
So there's a lot of getting to know people who in many cases, if you're going to make the move to New Hampshire, will be friends for life. They'll be friends and associates that you'll know for a long time.
If you're on the fence as far as moving to New Hampshire and you're planning on coming to Porkfest as your first visit to the state, I cannot urge you strongly enough to get your affairs in order before you come to New Hampshire. Because
in case,
so many people decide to stay. It's,
yeah, they don't want to leave.
Even when they're warned, like I'm doing to you right now, they still say, oh, no, it's not going to be like that. And they're still amazed at what they encounter when they come up and meet the community.
It's a great group of people, and you can't really say enough about them. So we'll stop. 800-259-9231. You can go to porkfest.com, porkfest.com, to get registered. Quick, what's the registration fee? Do you know off the top of your head?
Right now, early bird registration is only $20.
That's a lot cheaper than the Liberty Forum. It's like a tenth of the price.
Yeah, it's much cheaper than Liberty Forum, but it's a completely different animal. There's not the overhead that is involved with renting a posh hotel.
By the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live as we have in the past few years, so it's going to be a blast.
What day are we going to start?
Whenever we get a chance to get up there and get our stuff set up.
Is that Wednesday, Monday?
We haven't really nailed all that down. We'll have to talk to Jason from SACL CAI because he's usually the person that makes those
decisions. It is a lot of fun.
So, yeah, 800-259-9231. We go to Abel, one or the other, in New Hampshire. Who is this?
Abel,
you're on the air.
Howdy.
What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I was at Teen Freedom Fest. I was in the Shire Agoras tent there. I had a laptop for sale and some...
Abel Freeman.
Yeah, there you go. Sacred non-aggression principle books. Actually sold some, which I was very happy about.
Great.
Anyway,
so what's up?
Afterward, had some dinner across the street and finished that up. We had our Shire Agoras meeting over there, and we went to the coffee shop just right next to the theater down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was open carrying that day, and I continued to do so into the evening, and went to the coffee shop and sitting there drinking a smoothie, and the owner of the coffee shop came up to me and posed a question to me, you know, with a premise. And the premise was that, you know, and I have no reason to doubt him, but he said that people came in and have seen open carriers in his store and have, you know, relayed to him that they were uncomfortable.
Sure, you're talking about basically it's kind of a hippie coffee shop. As I understand, it's the place where it's like the U.S. Census Bureau's stop and go, where you can stop in and get census paperwork or something like that.
I had no idea about that.
I don't know if maybe we're not thinking of the same place, but anyway, go ahead with your story.
It's right next to the theater. It's you know, a block down from Margaritas.
Yep, just go ahead with the story.
And anyway, so he said to me, the question was, how should I handle this? You know, here I am with a gun, and there they are with, you know, their uncomfortableness. And I asked, first off, I says, are there any of those people in here right now? And he said, no. And I said, well, you know, one option you could have is, you know, if somebody does come in and complain, I'd be glad to, you know, assuage their complaints by having a short talk with them so they know I'm not a crazy man. In any case, I, you know, but part of the problem was is that I suspected, you know, a little less than genuine openness on his part, and I may have been wrong, but I mean, I felt
he didn't ask you to leave, Abel?
No, he never. I said, so do you want me to leave? He said, no. He says, you know, and he says, I just wanted an answer to the question. And I just, you know,
I think it was a fair approach and a fair question. That's a tough situation to be
in the sense that he is, you know, I think that. Can you hold me over? I've got a lot to say about this.
I'm sure you do. Hang on. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything here at 800-259-9231. It's a tough place to be in for a business owner, especially somebody who's running a hippie coffee shop, when a lot of his customers may not feel comfortable having guns being carried openly. So I think it's fair of him to ask, well, what would you suggest I do if you were in my role? It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.